We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to a wonderful Monday right here in Brevard County, beautiful Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to the Refresh radio broadcast, and this is Pastor Bob Arthurs. I pastor a wonderful church on Merritt Island, Merritt Assembly of God. We're two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. We do want to thank you for tuning in today. The other day, I was awakened very, very early. I don't generally like waking up in the middle of the night, but on this particular day, that is what happened. And I tried to go back to sleep, and that wasn't happening. And so I said, you know, I need exercise. And so most of the time, I get my exercise a little bit later in the day, but this was on a Wednesday, and I decided, you know what, I'll just go ahead, get up, and I'll press on. I got a busy day, and so this is going to be my best opportunity to exercise. Grabbed my phone, put on my praise and worship music, and went for a walk, and As I walked on this particular morning, it was a very, very calm morning, crystal clear skies. I was really quite taken back by how brilliant the stars were. Just as soon as I walked out of my front door, I have a route that I walk, depending on, you know, how much time that I have. And so I was walking, I walked by this body of water, and it was calm, and there were no waves on the water at all. And remember, it's dark. I'm carrying a flashlight with me just to make sure that people see me and I don't get hit by a car. And as I looked at the water, I realized that when it was in that calm, peaceful condition, that it reflected the stars as they were shining down on the water. It reflected that right back up. And so even in the midst of the night, the water, when it was peaceful, served as its most efficient mirror. It reflected what was taking place in the heavenlies. And God just began to speak to me about this passage here. And the God of, we're in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 9 is where we ended yesterday. And it says, and the God of peace will be with you. The God of peace will be with you. And as I was reflecting upon that verse, I realized that when we allow the Prince of Peace to establish peace in our life, to where the storms and are not raging and the winds of doubt are not hailing around us, when we allow God to command peace into our life, we will be able to reflect here on earth what is taking place in the heavenlies better than we ever have before. And so I just want to encourage you, as a follow-up to yesterday's broadcast, to allow God to give you the peace of God, and may the God of all peace be with you. And so now let's today begin in verse number 10, Philippians chapter 4, verse number 10. As we get ready for a brand new week, a victorious week where God leads us in triumphal procession. But it says in verse number 10, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And remember, we have been talking about this strengthening process for several weeks now. And we started off by talking about Jonathan when David was going through a very discouraging time, being pursued by Saul and the entire armies of Israel that David had at one point in time led into military campaigns. David is being pursued, and Jonathan walks into his camp and strengthened him in the Lord. He helped him find strength in God. And Jonathan was such an effective teacher that when David encountered a similar emotional situation, again, we talked about this a week or so ago in 1 Samuel 30, that when David encountered that situation again, he strengthened himself in the Lord. And so, you know, I pray that this broadcast has been effective in helping you to understand that you do not have to remain weak. The storms do not have to intimidate us, but instead we can strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Then we also talked about how the angel came and strengthened Jesus when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then finally, we're getting to this point here where it talks about, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But we quote that verse a lot of times, and that's the reason why we're going through Philippians 4 here, is because we quote that verse and we don't take adequate time to reflect upon the context. I was also reviewing, you know, what we had been talking about with the things that we think about in chapter 4, verse number 8. And I want you to know today that you have been officially deputized as a born-again believer in Jesus Christ to take every thought captive and make it subject to the lordship of Jesus Christ. You need to use that authority. You need to take those thoughts that go through your mind, and if they do not line up with Philippians 4:8 about whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's just, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's any praiseworthy, anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. If the thought does not line up with that, then take it in, place it under arrest, take it into captivity, and put it under the subjection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Said, no, that's not going to find a home in my mindset. Verse number 10 here says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly. And remember, we have talked about how joy is a recurring theme in the book of Philippians. In verse number 4, it said, rejoice in the Lord always. In verse number 1, Paul describes his brethren in Philippi as his joy and his crown. And now he says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. And so I want you to know that we are rejoicing here at Merit Assembly of God in the Refresh Radio broadcast. We are rejoicing. The offering that the radio station went through in the latter weeks of October was a very successful offering, and we thank you listeners for being a part of that. We're very thankful for those who partner with us, who are friends of the program here. We have several businesses, and they partner with us to the best of their ability. Some of them are just friends. Some of them are co-laborers. I've got a friend who's a minister, and he has a business, and I want to see his business to prosper. And so that's why I mentioned, you know, Shade Solutions. You can reach Jeff if you have shade issues that you need to deal with, sun or privacy shades, retractable patio covers, retractable awnings, hurricane protection. You could reach Jeff at 431-9672, a precious brother in Jesus. And so if he can be of any assistance to you, do so. Call him at that number, 431-9672. Our newest partner here at the radio program is Wyrick Air, and that's 632-9538. Wyrick Air Enterprises, 632-9538. You can call the office, and you'd probably speak with Carla there. If you have any situations that you need dealt with, just tell her you heard about it on the Refresh Radio broadcast. We also have our advanced Christian training schools. They meet in our fellowship hall on Tuesday night with a free video Bible school to make disciples. So that's available. JITS Concrete is available if you have any concrete issues that you need dealt with, 536-5804. And then our longest sponsor is Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, Bill Andriak, 759-3284. We are very thankful for him and his wife. His wife, Heidi, is our worship leader at the church. And we are just so thankful. She is just a real blessing to the body of Christ. And Bill has just been a major blessing. He's part of our prayer team and part of our intercessors that meet on Sunday morning. Thank God for people who pray for the service before the service actually takes place. And so here at the Refresh Radio broadcast, we rejoice in those who help meet the financial needs, who reflect the care that we have. And so we've been doing this program a little over a year, and we have seen God's favor upon it. And so we're continuing to believe that good things are going to take place. And so we rejoice in what God is doing. Paul did not say that he rejoiced in the Philippians. It says he rejoiced in the Lord greatly because the Philippians had shown their care and it was flourishing again. I believe that God wants to take care of all of the needs. I believe that he is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides himself a sacrifice. And if he did not withhold Jesus, he will not withhold any good thing from us. I believe that he wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. I believe the word of God that when he says, I have given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, that he is going to provide all of those financial needs. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for faithful people in Christ. And so today, I just want to start off this Monday rejoicing that the body of Christ cares for one another, takes care of the needs of one another. I've got a message that I'm going to be sharing about Barnabas. Barnabas is just a tremendous man. Something new I learned just this past few months. I was getting ready to preach a service and learn something new. When I talk about being a lifelong learner, that's because I'm still learning. And I really wish that I had learned a number of things earlier. I talk about my baseball playing days. I was a pretty fair baseball player when I was in little, in 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. I played, I guess, probably from 2nd grade on up to 6th grade. Took junior high off and tried to take it back up in high school. Did eventually get on a non-school team. But I said, man, I wish I had known what to look for with a curveball, because I just couldn't hit a curve. And so now I know a little bit more. You know, I also know how to be a wide receiver and a defensive back a little bit better than I did when I was playing in junior high as far as football. And so I rejoice greatly in the care that God has for us. And so it says here, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. And, you know, Paul, what he was saying was he wasn't trying to indict the Philippian church and saying, well, you just don't care. You just don't care. That's what the disciples said. Remember when they were crossing the Sea of Galilee with Jesus and the storm came up and they woke him up and they said, don't you care that we are perishing? Don't you care? And folks, let's remove that weapon from the devil's arsenal in our lives. Let's take that thought captive. Let's bring it under subjection of the word, and let's give a biblical response to that indictment that the devil would try and bring against God, that he just doesn't care. He just doesn't get it. And here's the verse that I want you to respond with: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, if God the Father didn't care, he wouldn't have given his Son. He wouldn't have had to have done anything to condemn us. Instead, he acted proactively to bring salvation and as a reality into your life and my life. And so we just need to understand that God does have people that care, but they may just lack an opportunity. That's, you know, it's not that we are here and describe, you know, I don't want to come across as saying that Merit Assembly of God is, just begging for money. What we want to do is we want to give you an opportunity. And that's why we mention our Thanksgiving Benevolence Project, where we'll be adopting, as many homes as we can for the Thanksgiving baskets. That is also why, you know, here yesterday we had an offering for study Bibles to go across the globe, to provide study Bibles in the native language, not just a Bible, but notes that actually help people to understand the Bible. We also have we just have all sorts of projects, and not everybody is going to be able to respond to every need. But where there is relationship, there was relationship between the Philippian church and Paul, and he said, you just lacked opportunity. And so we just want to make sure that you have the opportunity to be a blessing to the body of Christ, and we rejoice in God because we know that he's going to lead so that every need is met. And so we thank God that the needs of the Refresh Radio program are going to be met. I can tell you that I testified before we ever took up an offering at Merit Assembly of God 22 years ago that God was the provider. There was a man who told me, he said, well, that church is cursed. There's no money in that church. And I said, you don't understand God. God is going to be a blessing. God's going to meet the financial needs. And he has. When we came, our first offering was $37 and some change. And it went up a little bit from there. Our first year, our total church income was $13,000. That wasn't a salary. That was the total church income. And so this year, we will be giving to missions over $50,000. And so we rejoice in the Lord and in his provision because we're very thankful. We have seen him do it. And so we rejoice. And so Paul goes on and he says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. And so Paul is going to go on and he's going to describe this. He says, I'm not here as a beggar. I've told you, when people stand out in the middle of traffic and request and just have beggar's buckets out there waiting for and saying, you know, please help the church. That's not the God I serve. The God I serve, David said, I have been young. The psalmist says, I've been young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, and I've never seen his seed begging bread. And so I just want to thank God that he is bigger than the need. He is the need meter. Not that there is just enough, but that he is more than enough. For I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. And so let's look here at some learned behavior. This is not something that Paul naturally had in his life. People like to have security. It is one of the most driving needs that people have. They want to have financial security. They want to have security about their health. They want to have a secure home. They want to have a secure retirement. They love security. And so, but Paul said, I've learned something in my walk with God. And this is what he said. I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. And that only comes because he knows who he belongs to. He belongs to God. And he knows the God who he belongs to, and that is that he takes wonderful care of his people. Wow, do you realize that heaven, God could have created heaven to be any condition at all, but he created a condition without sorrow, without suffering, without sickness, without sin, without temptation, without debt. He created a heaven that is absolutely perfect. And the most perfect thing about heaven is he is there. Where he is heaven. Where he is heaven. He is the foundation and the focal point of heaven. And it, you know, I thank God for all of the other stuff, but I am thankful that he is that. And so if he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that is the condition that he is able to take care of every Christian from the beginning of time till the end of time, and he would have had more than enough to take care of everybody who rejected him as Lord and Savior as well. Paul said, I've learned that I can be content because he's going to take care of my need. He's going to take care of my need. I want you to know, I have learned to be content. When my wife and I first got married, I was a pretty good worrier. I had some skills at it, and she helped me to get victory over that in my life. And occasionally the enemy will try and get and revisit that. And I remind him, I'm not going there. I've been there. I've done that. And I've learned to be content. God is faithful. And he says, these are some of the conditions that Paul dealt with. He said, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. And most people are skilled in one of those areas or another. If you only know how to be absolutely dirt poor broke, even if you came into a large sum of money, you are going to go back to what you know before too very long. I watched a documentary here not too long ago about a person, and I don't remember how long ago it was, won millions and millions of dollars in the lottery and went through it, burned through it, and left absolutely nothing for his child. Absolutely nothing. He died dirt poor. So if you know how to be poor, say, God, I need you to teach me how to abound, because I want to know how to abound. I used to pray a prayer when I was a very young Christian, and it went like this. I was in Bible college at the time, and I was like, God, I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking you to bless me enough to meet my needs. And we had a guest speaker. I could tell you his name was Kenneth Copeland. And he came into church and he said, there are some people that pray, God, I don't want to ask you for much. I just want to ask you for enough to meet my needs. And he said, let me tell you something. That is the most selfish prayer that you can pray. God has not just called you to have your needs met. He has called for you to be a partner in meeting people's needs. And I was like, God, I'm guilty. Forgive me. And so we need to learn how to abound. But there are some people who don't know how to abound. And whenever they begin to abound, they begin to sidetrack their relationship with Jesus. They begin to put it on the back burner. And before you know it, they are completely away from God. Paul said, I have lived in both conditions, and Jesus was Lord in both of those places. He says, everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry. Again, there's learned behavior, both to abound and to suffer need. And so he contrasts. He said, I've been on both poles. I've been on both polar opposites. I've been broke, and I've abounded financially. I have been starving, and I've been hungry. And God has been Lord in every one of those situations. Now, to the pinnacle of this passage, this is where we're going to end here in Philippians chapter 4. He says, because of those things, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Today, let Jesus Christ strengthen you to excel in whatever state you are in. In my entire ministry, I've never gone any place and asked what the pay package was or what the benefit package was. Excuse me. The first place that I went, I worked 70 hours a week. I brought home $86 a week. The second place that I went in ministry, I had a wife, I had a son, and we made $125 a week. The third place that I went, I was back to $50 a week. And then when we came to Merit Assembly of God, when we initially came, we didn't even have a salary at all. You see, it's never about the money. When you hear people talking about, oh, the preachers are just in it for the money, there may be some that are. There may be some that are. But Paul even addressed that. He said, nevertheless, I rejoice because Jesus Christ is being preached. Let me tell you, Paul had learned that he could do all things. He could be shipwrecked, and Jesus was Lord in the shipwreck. He could be on a prison ship, and Jesus was Lord on the prison ship. He could be thrown to the wild beast, and Jesus was Lord and raised him up. He could be hungry, and Jesus would feed him. He could abound with financially, and Jesus would open doors to be a blessing. You see, he had learned the secret of being content with Jesus Christ as Lord. And as a result of that, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Today, I want to ask you, what mission are you on for Jesus? And what is your heart? Is he going to, do you believe that he is going to strengthen you so that you can accomplish that? If you have that kind of assurance in your spirit, then you have learned the secret that Paul had, and that is, I'm content. I'm content. It wasn't that he was content with the number of souls that he had led, because he was always pressing on to save one more. He was content because he knew Jesus was going to take care of him. Father, today I just want to thank you, because I know that Jesus is going to strengthen every person that is listening today so that we can do whatever is at hand to do. God, if there is any who today is suffering lack financially, I pray, God, that you would show that you are Jehovah Jireh and meet that need. If there is any, God, who has abounded, God, I pray that you would cause them to see that they have been blessed to be a blessing. God, if there's anybody hungry today, I pray that you would meet those physical needs in Jesus' name. God, I pray if there's anybody who's satisfied, Lord, that they would have a heart to reach out to the hungry. God, I pray today that contentment would be something that we know, that we live, and that we can do all things through Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless, and I so long to sing you the song you